This entire episode is going to be a race against my bladder, just putting that out there now.
I've had a lot of water today, too, so.
I had green tea, so I win the pee fuel battle right there.
Oh, my.
Green tea is pee rocket fuel, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what about some kombucha with some chia seeds?
Kombucha is bowel movement. Movement rocket fuel, like a German scientist pronouncing it with a little U and an umlaut. Movement. Oh, God. Oh, thank you for putting your bare Asian feet away, Howard.
Could you smell that from over there?
No, it just kind of looked like, you know, yellow porn. Like, if you were a female, people would pay good money for that view. I just had those yellow dogs in my face.
I was once offered $1,500 to just jack off in front of a camera. I was told it's exotic. Like, when you get a half-breed on camera doing that sort of thing, there's a premium. So.
With your feet? With your feet?
I think that would definitely be another $700 bonus. I don't know. I don't actually know the market value for porn casting, but I would at least demand $2,200 for that.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
I don't like where that went. That went dark in a hurry.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't like feet.
Who offered you this? We'll do the intros later. Who offered you that? Like...
That was my freshman year of college. Guy across the hall just... There's a gay guy who watched a lot of porn, and he was just like, I can hook you up. I think it was an implicit, like, I know who does this stuff so that I can watch it later.
Yeah.
It was creepy. It was definitely creepy.
I don't know
creepy.
Of anyone that, like, who can do the amateur porn thing, and yeah, they're not going to be the ones watching it. There are a lot of times where I'm like, hey, chick I've just talked to online, you should do porn. And really, that's like, I'll forward you some money if you get naked. That's all that's code for.
No, I think this was actually like, I could get you in touch with the producer, but definitely I'm getting a free video to watch. So.
Yeah, of course he's going to watch it.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Gross.
He's hardwired just like us, even if it's in the opposite direction.
Right.
No, man. Gay guys, they make you feel the way a woman feels all the time. Not like the safe and comforted way either. Like the predatory,
right.
Dude, guys only think with their penises, I've lost all faith in humanity type way.
Gross.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I've got not one, but two co-hosts.
Wow, how about
co-host
that?
Co-host and a co-hostess. It's been a while since we did this.
I know, right?
Ever since Arena left. Arena.
Been that long, you really haven't had a trio?
Yeah.
We did one.
We've done one.
Yeah.
This is our second one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. See how much I remember and care about this show? Which is entering its sixth year, by the way.
Wow.
This August, 6 years of no achievement.
When's the anniversary? What's the anniversary date?
I don't know. Like, I think second week of August, man.
All right.
Like, it's right around the corner, birthday.
This is definitely, like, the first week of August.
Yeah, I know. You can see how much I care about this by how much I've planned. For the sixth birthday of Papa's Basement.
Oh, for the
happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. You just spiked out my audio levels. Thank you very much. So I'm John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Allison Frank.
Yep, that's me.
Thanks for
You're
jumping
welcome.
On that. Is your headphone cord really that engaging?
It's great. It's All super right. great. Mine's red. Yours isn't, so.
You win.
I
you
win.
We also got Howard Highland with us today.
Should have saved that belt for my intro.
Yes. Your war cry. Let me see your war face. You want to get a hold of us, the best way, of course, is to go to inpapasbasement.com, comment on every post you see, click on the link to subscribe to us via iTunes, give us a positive rating there. But if you feel the need to talk to us individually, I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Allison is at Allison Frank, Allison0N. And what's your handle this week, Howard?
I'm still at What the F in Heezy.
What the F in H-E-E-Z-Y?
What the F in H-E-E-Z-Y, yeah.
Okay. And we're all introed out.
How about that?
You know, I forgot, like, you used my real name again, didn't you?
I did.
Oh. All right. I'm Howard Flood. That's my stage name now.
Howard Flood.
It's my Twitter like account name as well.
Peter North is more subtle with his name. Howard Flood. Oh my God, I'm a little out of sorts. I actually did something this weekend.
Wow, what did you do?
Right there, right there.
You're welcome.
Right there.
I wanted to hand it to you.
Such enthusiasm. What did you do?
Yeah, what did you get into?
Well, Allison,
yeah.
Since I can tell, you're just champing at the bit to find out.
Yeah, champing, chomping, whatever.
Champing.
Oh, Okay.
Anyone who says chomping doesn't know what it is. It's champing. If you ever want to feel smarter than someone, lure them into saying that. And when they say chomping, go, it's actually champing. Then see how you don't get any that night and you go home alone. But you got them on the linguistics. I went to AC for the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Atlantic City.
Yeah.
That's big time.
I just love seeing Allison die inside when she knows it won't be a show that she's going to do a lot on. She's like, I have to talk. I drove an hour for this, and I just have to coax answers out of John.
That I already know the answers
to. I'm taking you to the Cheesecake Factory later, so just relax. You're getting taken care of.
You're getting Cheesecake Factory for this?
Yeah. I actually would like some juice for this.
Oh, so. Juice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where do I get you juice?
Right
the,
over here.
The poop factory next door?
Yeah.
Mom's organic turds?
That would be delicious.
It would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I'll buy you juice instead of like a $15 plate of salmon. You get juice. Enjoy your juice.
Yes, darling.
Would you like cheesecake as well?
I don't know.
Let's just get the planning out of the way.
Cheesecake. Come on.
Howard's in for some cheesecake.
Okay. If Howard would stick around, but he has to peace out soon after this. He has to get back to Wire City, as I call Baltimore, because I'm witty.
And you're clever.
Because I'm clever. But yes, I went to AC.
Yep.
It was the mom's 70th birthday. It actually is today. So, mom, happy old person
birthday. Happy birthday, Maria.
Thank you for having me late in life so my chromosomes are banged up.
Wow. Is that what happened?
Probably. And she had Will 2 years later. So, we see where that trend was taking us.
Oh, poor William.
No, Will's fine. I'm just saying, my dad was like 9 years older than her, too. I'm the result of some very old zygotes.
Yeah, and I'm just
gametes.
The opposite. My parents were very young.
Yes.
So, yeah.
You are like a black urban child.
Yeah. Well, my mom was 20. My dad is 21. So, or 23, rather.
That could be country love, then.
No.
It's not 13 and 14.
No.
Howard, your parents were what?
My mom was, for me or for like me and my siblings?
All of them.
They started at, my mom started at 27, and then I was born when she was 23. Or 33.
Sorry. 27 is
27 to 33 is kind of the her range.
27's fine.
Yeah.
And see, you're together.
Yeah.
I am what I am because I was had, 38.
Yeah.
And she was 40 for my bro. Or no, 37 and 39.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And my old man was just that much older. This dinged up sperm.
Yeah. So what did you do for her birthday? What were the highlights and lowlights? Give it to us.
Really?
Yeah.
It's too much, too many questions within a single.
I love how you don't massage it at all. You're like, yeah, summarize the trip.
But Will was there, right? Will came too.
Summarize the entire journey. That's my job for the day.
Well, listeners want the highlights. We don't want to know.
They're going to get the highlights, but how about you ask for it piecemeal? Like, I can just see you in bed. It's like, oh, baby, bend me over and pork. And then you just roll. And you just roll and you look back. Like, can I use my phone during this?
We just use it as like the clapper. Just two claps.
Yeah.
And then like lights out, wieners out, show's over.
Let's get this done.
So it was you, your mom, and Will, right?
Will went up a day early to get into God knows what hijinks. Will can actually enjoy a classless trash hole like AC.
Yeah.
Whereas I am my mother's son and I love just getting on my high horse. The instant I pull in, I'm just like, I'm so much better than all of these people. Not really doing much with my life, but I'm better than this. That was the perk of the vacation right there. And a vast sea of people I could feel better than.
Oh,
just like
I got to know, though, like, where did you guys stay that you could feel this way? Were you at Caesars or were you guys like, you're doing better than one of like the many motels where the crack hoes.
I've never actually been there.
The Wills of the world.
It was my mom did the planning and my brother and I, it was our dime. So she picked, and I don't know how she got this, but she picked Taj Mahal, Trump's Taj Mahal.
Nice. Baller.
Kind of a turlet, actually.
Oh, really? Great name.
It looks nice. But Trump is a classless piece of excrement.
Mm.
And he just goes for gaudy.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to capture greatness, but he can't. Because he's a dumb man deep down. He's a dumb man with a big ego. Like you drive
and a lot of money.
He's actually not good with money. He's declared bankruptcy a couple
several
times.
Several times, yeah.
Yeah, but he's living better than us, so.
Oh, yeah. He's got his, like, third European bride that he's dumped his seed into. His piss cotton candy hair seed. He just spills that inside it.
I'll be real, though. Ivana's daughter, pretty hot. I can't remember her name. The one on The Apprentice. I'm just like, damn.
Oh, yeah. The
Ivanka, isn't it?
It's Ivana and Ivanka. Yeah, Ivanka is smoking, dude. Ivanka's really good looking.
Yeah, she ain't totally dumb, right? Or am I just making
it up? No, I don't think so. I know her, like, I've looked at her pictures and just pretended she was smart so I could get off. You know? She's a business something or other.
Don't
you want
to pretend they're stupid to get off?
She converted to Judaism and married a rich Jewish guy. So you know what? She is smart. There you go. Definitive proof. Bitch got brains. You didn't... She's not married to some Puerto Rican guy just because he dongs her outright with his uncut log.
Gross. This is nasty.
These are the life paths she could have taken. Instead, she was she found Hiram.
Can I ask, so do you think that like getting knocked up by Kanye, is that an intelligent move? Is that a sign of intelligence?
No.
Okay.
No. Kanye's not like wealth in a real sense. First of all, if we're going to stereotype, black wealth is like building a statue in the desert. It's gone in 20 years.
At the very least, it is ironic, though. I mean, he is the man who wrote Gold Digger. So I have always appreciated that part of that story.
He apparently used to bang chicks to her porn tape.
Ew.
That is so creepy.
That's gross.
It's kind of baller. I mean, it's nice knowing you can get away with something that demeaning. Like, that's almost hotter than having sex, what you can do to the woman during sex. Like, when a chick wants you that bad, and you're like, put on the scream mask and refer to me as not daddy, like, in a sexual sense, but actually call me your father. Yeah. If they're like, okay, you're like, wow, I'm really a piece of scum. This is great. And then you're all turgid.
Gross. So
going back to what
not
Will,
speaking from experience.
Going back to what Will did the night before you guys got to the hotel room. Like, did you get fresh sheets when your mom showed up?
He actually got a different room for that night because he called around 1 p.m. when we had just left, and he's like, "When are you guys gonna be here? Because I had to check out, and now I don't have a place to go." And so he killed, I guess, 3 hours just wandering the boardwalk with a suitcase or sitting in the lobby. I don't really know what Will does other than strip clubs when left to his own devices. He eats at good restaurants and he goes to strip clubs.
But did your mom even ask, or was it just like a quiet, slightly awkward?
She doesn't really get disappointed by strip clubs, to be quite honest. That doesn't really get to her. Like, she'll just be like, I wish he could get a girl instead. You know, but she doesn't really care what he does. One time, I swear to Christ, this isn't a joke. I was there, we're about to head out to a strip club with my friend Tony. And Tony, just for whatever reason, he doesn't really dabble in it, but he knows a lot about hookers. Like, he loves just combing back pages and knowing prices, but he doesn't frequent them. I don't get the logic behind it, but God bless Tony.
Yeah.
And
you gotta know your market value. It's like me and gay porn. I just know the value. I'm not a consumer in the least. I just want to know where I stand in the market.
You want to browse each site and see how much it would cost to join. Exactly. And he says something to the effect of, yeah, for what he pays at the strip club, he could get like a whore and a half.
Yeah.
And my mom's just like, yeah, that would be a better use of his money.
Gross.
Like, really? Shut up, really?
Yeah, she really wasn't freaked out. She was kind of old country like that. Maybe she just didn't hear him that well. Like, she's old. She doesn't have the best hearing anymore.
Strip clubs get expensive. And
she,
like,
doesn't look old, but she's 70. Her ears are kind of dinged up.
But you don't have that feeling when you leave a strip club? You, like, walk out. You've had a great time. And then you just think about the money
just
you
right
spent.
There, what you said? No. I've almost never had a great time at a strip club.
Why have you made me go so many times? I don't think...
It's just something we do because I grew up watching Married with Children and then Howard Stern. I'm just like, this is how you celebrate everything in a man's life. But I don't... The one time... I'll say this over and over again. The one time I had a really good experience at a strip club was Vegas.
Yeah.
That's
but
my
it's a whole
memory.
Different caliber there.
Well,
the same with entertainment and concerts.
$20 lap dances as opposed to 30.
Yeah.
And you get to feel whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. And squeeze and kiss and caress and lick. And for $20, that's okay.
Yeah.
And really, if you just show them like 100, you get like 8 songs or some crap. Like, she's pregnant by the end of it. But I stumbled into one probably like starting at 3 a.m. and I hadn't really slept all night, which makes me drunker yeah. than actual drinking would. I don't know about you. Like, sleep deprivation, I'm just, like, barely awake and horny as hell. So, really, I walk in, and within 2 seconds, this little really petite Latina walks up. I'm told the story on the air. And, like, her greeting was just pulling out one of her big, like, Latin areolas. And I just turned my head. And I'm just like, oh, hello to you, too. And she's like, would you like a dance? And, like, within 10 seconds, I was just fully down my jeans leg. And I'm like, I guess I do want one. And that was it for me for the night.
Yeah. I don't know. Whenever I went, it didn't seem very fun to me. I mean, I'm not attracted to women anyhow, but I was always waiting for the show to start. I'm like, woo.
Where's the pageantry?
Yeah. That's I was like, where's the Allison's sexy head? Firefighter? When's the police officer going to come and arrest us?
There's not a show.
Where's the pole dancing? Where's the quarter tricks? Where's smoking cigarettes? I want to see it all.
This is not Magic Mike. Women don't do much. There was a girl.
They all look bored and tired. So
Vegas, they try harder.
No. It's a different, that's like a yeah. whole different entertainment wise. That's totally different over there. So
yeah, there's yeah. so much competition, I think, in yeah. the like kind of burlesque.
I've seen shows in Vegas and I've seen the same group other places like
and
Baltimore.
They don't try.
And it's just not even the same.
It's Baltimore.
Yeah.
No offense, Howard.
But I mean, it is
really
a big city.
Do you really try in Baltimore? It's like going to Lansing. Does Lansing get your A game, Allison?
Well, I mean, it's not Amish country or something. It is a big city, but, you know, I just wasn't riveted. I mean, it's a whole different caliber, the production and all that goes into it, even stripping and everything. Mm-hmm. Look at the buffets, you know? So you can go to the Golden Corral here, or you can do a buffet over there where, you know what I mean? It's insane.
Did you do a buffet in Atlantic City? This is one of the most important things.
I did not. I've
actually
done
Vegas
buffets. Let me... We will get to the AC-ness in a minute. I first, not to sound very weird, but here's what excited me most about heading to AC.
Oh, gosh. Are we going there?
Oh, we're going there.
Oh, gosh.
We're going there.
Easy, Tiger.
Two-part plan. My mom needed pit stops. AC is about 3.5-4 hours
away.
This
is going to make you sound terrible. Do chicks listen to this?
I don't know. Not chicks that sleep with me. Not after they listen, at least. So
somebody wanted to know what the core audience was. Who's our target audience?
Oh, sexually frustrated men like me, I guess.
What kind of and age? What kind of demographic are you going for?
30 and blue bald.
You also forgot the women that laugh at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not laugh with. They're there. And the women who stalk me, who do find me, and they think I'm charming for a bit, and then they listen to a couple shows, and they're like, oh. I heard your radio show followed by, this is a good thing. It's just, I heard your radio show. It's the same as, like, I went through your cell phone when you had, like, text with, like, 18 different women in it. It's just like, let me present this statement, and then you hang yourself by listing things that you
did
that
bad.
I didn't catch.
Don't you want to turn that rig around? Don't you want to turn it around? Don't you want to flip it over? This is a good...
I like doing the show the way it is. Yeah. When the times I've had a girlfriend on air, every so often I think I'm being the greatest guy ever by mentioning I have a girlfriend.
Right.
That's it. To curtail the whoring that this permits in whatever way, shape, or form it does.
But you just said it doesn't, so...
It does and it doesn't.
Yeah. It does when they... first get to know me, and then they actually delve through some episodes and it doesn't. They hear the unhappiness, they hear the being at home again, they hear a lot, and then it's just like, oh, what did I do? Oh, let me punch out now. Thank God I didn't give it up to him. Thank Jesus.
Well, that's too bad.
My mom needed to take pit stops.
Yeah,
because she has some medicine she's on maybe that screws with her circulation at the moment. And it's supposed to be every 2 hours in the car, but 2 hours between me and AC is like Havre de Grasse or whatever it is, like above Baltimore,
yeah.
a real right. suburban toilet that has nothing going on. So my brilliant idea, God, do I have to piss, by the way. God, do I have to piss, but we can do this. Hold on. Let me do the timing right now. 10, we're 18 minutes in. Oh, I don't know if I can make this. We might have to take a break. I drank a lot of green tea this morning.
So
I figured instead we could stop off in Baltimore, 1 hour away from me, and then hour and a half beyond Baltimore, we could take our second pit stop in a place where I can also vouch for delicious food. Isabella's Italian in Baltimore.
Money. Ladies, if you're listening, turn it off now.
Or keep it on and know that my passion never dies.
That's not a good thing. Hang up. Turn it off.
My passion skip stays ahead. Alive. My passion is like your 24-year-old cat that should have died 8 years ago when its kidneys rotted out. And yet it hangs around like a beat-up children's toy.
Gross.
And maybe an hour and a half past Baltimore,
right.
There's a location that I might have been familiar with in the Jersey area.
Bad.
For whatever reason.
This is bad.
Howard, are you putting two and two together?
You are not following this man. He is a stalker.
Might have been where I went several times.
Right. Oh, what was the name of the joint that you loved there?
No. Yeah. Stinky.
See? No. Yeah. Exactly. Stinky. The restaurant was called Stinky's Vag. With a hard G. Stinky's Vag.
I was trying to take the high road to find the...
Thank you. That's why I went, really. I mean, I like women, but I also like food. So, yes, I might have... gone right off the highway. This was not a big detour whatsoever. Talking, no kidding, 3 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Time added and travel.
Still, but it wasn't necessary.
To eat. Well, it was because she needed to stop somewhere in that area.
Oh, gosh.
And I could vouch for a couple of restaurants.
To stalk someone.
Did I go to stalk or did I go to eat?
You ate so you could stalk. You
no,
wanted
I
to feed him.
Thank you.
I actually do remember when, like, the whole thing, like, you know, the writing was on the wall.
When I was seeing my ex last year, continue. Yeah.
The writing was on the wall, and you kind of had a strong sense where it was going.
Yes.
And
we had a kind of, it was right after a recording, right, where I actually did the dumping, the Facebook dumping, because I'm a class act. Howard was the one I had the talk with.
Oh,
we planned
no.
that over at Glory Days. Where I was describing what was going
this
on.
Howard, you're a bad influence.
I was like, do I just dump her
you
on
say
Facebook?
I'm bad?
And he's like, yeah, you know, that might be the wake-up call she needs. I'm like, I think I'm going to dump her. And then I'm just
You have to know the whole story behind that. That wasn't just how it went down. But what I was going to bring up was a previous conversation, like maybe weeks before that.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been almost a month where the writing's on the wall. You kind of know things are about to terminate. And you say to yourself, you actually brought up that restaurant. I can't remember the name of it, but you were
well,
just like...
Well, there's two. There's 25 Burgers and there's Restelli's Deli.
Yeah,
Restelli's.
So for you, like one of the things that you wanted to keep doing like in order to like slowly watch this relationship die was to keep getting access to those two places.
There you go.
Stupid.
He understands where the food was in my heart.
That is not true.
It was almost better than getting revenge, Jeff.
Yeah, well, then why did you have to go by her place? You didn't. That was
the place was literally on the same highway.
Yeah, so what?
It was literally a 2-second detour into her neighborhood from a road I had to traverse anyhow. I wanted to see the old digs. Yeah. I spent a lot of time there. I did a lot of banging.
Gross.
It was like going by Stonehenge. You sensed a power.
Oh, God.
Something magical once happened there.
Yeah, a stinky vagoo.
That's true. Her vagina was a disaster zone, but no worse than the rest of Jersey. It smelled like dog food rendering. What you gonna do?
That's what they say when you drive through Jersey. That's when you roll up the windows and someone's like, oh, is that a broccoli fart? Let's keep it in. Roll up the windows.
I had not encountered that until this trip in, and I got I missed my turn and I went 20 miles up the turnpike to get back to this place that had the food. And I turned the windows down for a second because every so often with the AC, it kind of deoxygenates. So I need fresh air. And I roll down the windows and my mom is just like, what's that stink? And it was on the tip of my tongue. I was like, that's New Jersey. And we kept driving and it passed. But there was a plant and it did smell like hell.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to own up to it. Went past the ex's place for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Then ate at a restaurant that I hadn't been at in a year.
What did you get there?
I had a cannoli because they had no pescatarian options other than tuna salad.
Oh, really? So you didn't want any tuna salad?
No, I'd eaten tuna 2 hours earlier at Isabella's.
Gotcha. Mm.
I like how you both went very sagely together. So I just had a cannoli, which was made fresh. They took the shell. They dumped the cream in right in front of me.
That's
anytime
nice.
You eat a cannoli... where the cream has just been left in the shell and it's sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, which goes on everywhere in Northern Virginia.
It's like rubbery. They're chewy.
They're pretty much crapping in your mouth and calling it a sundae.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, it's not good.
So I did a quick dip through my old digs, yes. Because they're my digs, too.
They aren't.
Did
they
you get any closure? Any closure from this trip? Like this brief detour?
Yeah, when he threw a flaming bottle through her window, left some steaming poop on her doorstep.
I couldn't determine if she was in the old place. I did not. She would have been at work, I guess, during that time. So I didn't see the vehicle out front. Yeah. I just did a quick skid through the neighborhood. My mom was like, oh, yeah, she was a literate girl. I could see how she would have liked this kind of area. I don't know. I don't know why it resounded with her. It was a nice little apartment building. Not going to lie. I had fun making sex there.
Oh, gross.
Making intercourse, as the kids call it.
No, they don't.
That's what they call it. On the streets, they do.
I told you. I mean, plenty of times you wanted to go and stalk and plot revenge or do something terrible. But the best thing I saw someone do to an ex is a pie in the face. They just drove up and they said, hey, is so-and-so in? And they gave them a pie in the face. Wow. I mean, I'd support that. And then leave.
Problem is, as a locksmith who can open anything, I can do some real bad revenge stuff if I want, but I don't care to at this point. Well, there's no revenge. It was really just.
But even if they call the police, I mean, it's pie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I mean, breaking and entering.
Yeah, B&E. Mine's not so good.
At least it's a tasty treat, you know.
But we passed through. I got some good food. I got my mom an authentic cheesesteak from that place, and we got to AC an hour later because there's just this expressway. That's a toll road. God, the tolls have gone up. By the way,
yeah.
Holy, I think I paid 20 in tolls to get to AC.
Yeah.
What a savage whoring.
But isn't it when I go to New England, it's really expensive on the way down, but less expensive on the way back for whatever reason.
It was $1 or no, $4 cheaper.
I think to go to Rhode Island, it's on the way $25, I think.
They hiked one toll from 6 to 8. It was just a lot of money.
I think the GW bridge is $12 just to go across the bridge.
There is so much money.
It's probably $15 now because it's been a while since I've driven.
I don't really, I'll get into the money aspect, but it costs a lot for a place where you pull up and it's just at first, is first blush, right? Not first brush, seeing blush, as I did the champing versus chomping thing earlier. Yeah, first blush. There we go. See, I'm smart. You pull up and it's just a dingy damn boardwalk town.
Yeah.
With fancy outlets, because God forbid you just enjoy nature's splendor and you just go on the beach.
I've never
and
been.
Eat well.
You know, my grandmother's been several times, but I had never been.
Well, you pull in. The expressway is just this highway. They tore through the Pine Barrens.
Yeah.
And it's nothing but signs for the crappy acts that are coming up in the weeks and months.
Mm.
There's Pat Benatar. Journey played there last night with their Filipino lead singer. Oh, I kind of would have wanted to see that.
I don't care about either one of those. Pat Benatar was big when I was in school I was little.
I think Questlove was playing the next weekend.
I don't even know what that is.
What that is, exactly.
It. Racist. Racist.
That's not racist. I never even heard of it.
So. It. It's a black man.
Oh, it's one? Yeah. I thought it was a band.
No, it. A band of its.
He's the Paul Schaefer to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. The Roots have become
Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, I like The Roots. Bad.
I keep getting those white people confused. What's his name?
Jimmy
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's the white guy. Not racist.
Name that honky.
I like The Roots. The Seed 2.0, that's my jam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like it.
Look at you. Look at you with a jam.
That's all girls. Well, all those girls
have
a jam.
You're the coolest white girl in 08.
All girls have their jam, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what does a jam mean for a girl? Is it this comes on, I'm going to make an ass of myself on the floor?
I think for drunk white girls, it probably does. But for me, it just means turn it up louder. You know, I'm going to listen to this one all the way through.
What a subtle white jamming that is.
Well.
But you see all these billboards for just acts you don't want to see. Bad comedians, bad musicians.
Ventriloquists. What is up with that? That's just
I don't know if it went
not
that,
funny.
I don't know if it went that low. I didn't see a ventriloquism act, but it was not good. It kind
I don't
of,
even like the famous one, whoever that guy is. It's ridiculous to me. Who is the famous one?
The black guy with
no.
What do you want, you big dummy?
No, I don't even know who that is.
That was the guy at the McDonald's ad in the 80s. Are you talking Otto and George?
No. Who is it? Do you know?
In A City? I didn't know they had any headliners.
No, no. He's not in Atlanta. He's a famous ventriloquist. That's what he does with it. He has an old man. He has a...
That's funny. She just said famous ventriloquist. I don't think there are any.
Yes, he is. Everyone's like, oh, he's so funny. That's why I can't even think of his name.
But Jeff Dunham.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Ugh. It's horrible.
It's prop comedy with a face.
Ugh.
I hate it.
It's not my thing.
No, not good. But it puts you in the right frame of mind for what you're going to encounter. Yeah. Entering AC, you're just like, this is the caliber of, like, it seems their best casinos are like the off strip ones.
But like, sometimes that's fun because it's like kitsch and it's fun and it's old school and you get this kind of old, you know,
sometimes
maybe
not
fellas kind of vibe.
It reminds me
when it's depressing, you know what I mean? And you think, wow, you know, we're in a terrible time warp and it smells like urine and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way Vegas works, if you haven't been there, there's the main strip where only the biggest casinos are.
Right.
And then kind of at one end, once the strip is tapered off, there's a perpendicular street called Fremont Avenue. That was the old strip.
Right.
And that looks more like a boardwalk than anything now with casinos that don't also contain hotels.
But that's where the Gold Nugget is. And
exactly. That's the Gold Nugget over in Vegas.
Yeah.
There's also random casinos, though, that are almost like in malls. Those are the sad ones. Like, I walked into one and it was just like Air Supply coming in 2 weeks. And it was just two gray dudes, like, they're cashing in on Air Supply.
But actually, when I was in Vegas,
they didn't wear condoms 10 years ago.
But when we were in Vegas, we actually saw Kool and the Gang there. And we actually got to hang out with them in their hotel there at the Gold Nugget. It was fun.
Definitely saw a billboard for Kool and the Gang.
But it was fun because he told all these old stories about hanging out with the Temptations and doing clubs and how he started playing music when he was, you know, a teenager. And, you know, back then you could, you know, do jazz and sit in. And but it was a very cool vibe. And
it's the refined banter of a guy who's entertained, like, his whole life. I respect that.
It was fun.
And I'm sure they're great shows. It's just, it shows you, it's kind of, it's cheesy, it's stagey.
Yeah.
And it's not that you go to AC for young and hip, but it just lets you know what you're in for. And as I pull in and I see
all
these.
Well, I know a lot of old people who go to Atlantic City. I don't really know too many young people.
Well, my mom apparently,
like, my grandmother, like I said, she's been three times. I've never been.
My mom went there as a kid when it was just a boardwalk with a steel pier and, like, the biggest hotel was four stories tall.
Yeah.
That kind of crap. It was just beachfront. Apparently, I want to say the gambling kicked in like 77, 78, and that's when it was just like these eyesore casinos spring up overnight to take advantage of it. But, God, let me.
Gross.
What? I turned my head away.
No, you didn't. That's gross.
I hit the cough button. Didn't you hear it? Of course not, because I hit the cough button.
That's terrible.
We get in, and I unpack my bags. It's not the best room. It's certainly not horrible, but there's things that let you know you're in a crap room.
Yeah.
Like when there's not the biggest HD TV, and they don't actually have HD. Like, anytime it's just a coax cable out of a wall jack shoved into an HD.
Yeah.
Like a girl furnishing an apartment. Like, well, the TV was pretty. The picture's not the best. It's like, no kidding. You didn't get off your ass and put in the RGB cables, the components.
Yeah, I've always said that's the sign of a bad hotel these days, when they actually advertise that they have flat screen TVs, like it's some kind of big.
Yeah.
Like, wow, flat screen. Well, let's get us a room.
Yeah, it's like that horrible, it's a hooker hotel. I drive by in Northeast DC all the time, and to this day, the sign brags about HBO, ESPN. Yeah, it's just like this motel where guys pick up the whores off of New York Avenue and screw them.
Yeah.
And then go to work once they've dumped their load on the rocks. But
one time in Jersey, they had this, we stayed at this disgusting, like, roach motel off of the highway there. We were on our way to New England. And I don't know why, it's not even that far of a trip, but we just wound up stopping. And in the bathroom, they had, it was like a window, but the window was two plastic panels. And at the end of the panel was like a little circle. And that's how you opened the panel, was to put your finger in and
slide it across. That's how you lose a fingertip. That's like the cigar cutter.
Yeah. Right. And so I thought, like, what the heck is this? Like, is that an adjoining room or, like, what is it? It was dark. Anyhow, when you open it, it was right there outside. So, like, people can just stick their finger in from outside and just open your bathroom window.
It's horrible.
Yeah, I was like, that would be so creepy to see the people in the next room. What's worse, you don't even see them in their bathroom. It's outside.
You know, some perverts getting off on that, too. There's so many guys into weird stuff. Like, I never got watching chicks go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know what's better than seeing a woman naked with fecal matter exiting her body, not seeing
that. Number two. All right, that's
one
weird.
Or two. They're both. Exactly. One has its moments in the proper context, but two, ew.
That is just nasty. I don't want to see anyone go into the bathroom.
No.
Yeah.
I even look away when I'm urinating. It's just like, oh,
you disgusting pig.
That's terrible. I don't know why people would do that.
Well, speaking of beasts that would watch each other defecate, I then strut onto the boardwalk.
Yes.
Is there a lower form of life than boardwalk people?
It's frightening.
The people who dwell on it or who actually run businesses on the boardwalk?
Both, actually.
Yeah. I mean, they're both their own thing. Yeah. But let's just say those who strut back and forth and like the boardwalk is their jam.
But you're just seeing like old guys in Hawaiian shirts and women in big floppy hats and, you know, they got their new sunglasses. I mean, it's really an older crowd for the most part. Yeah.
No, not here. Yeah. This was a lot of just young, I don't even want to say like hood looking black dudes, but just young and kind of trashy looking black folk and then like really trashy looking Italians.
Yeah, Guidos and Guidettes.
Yeah, this horrible mix of just trash of all races. like just ghetto people and
guineas. But that's what,
and stuff.
Like, why would you want to shop in those places? I mean, other than for a postcard.
Well,
I mean,
there was a really nice Ain't Nobody Got Time for That shirt.
So
with a little silhouette of the woman airbrushed on it. I had to resist.
Oh.
Took a lot of willpower, but I did.
I mean,
but
do you really need an Atlantic City shot glass and all that? That's just ridiculous.
According to my mom, yes. I managed to peel her away somehow before she got to buy those.
Oh, gosh. I hope you didn't let her buy anything.
I didn't.
Other than food.
I laid it down and got her out of there before the money could get pissed away on the
final
day.
Did you guys take a photo all together?
Oh, there's a couple photos.
Oh, good.
Us on the beach.
That's good.
You should have at least gotten a magnet, though.
No.
We got nothing.
Good. They need nothing at their house. I mean, theirs is trinket and tchotchke full.
The biggest keepsake from AC I left in the toilet this morning.
The end.
That delicious food. it's weird for someone from my area, from DC, because we don't really have, for lack of a better word, I don't know, ethnic white people. If that makes sense to Howard, we have like Scotch, Irish, and German. Like when you say white, this is what white is.
Yeah.
This is, yeah. We have white people. We don't have like
their 12th generation in this country. They're just white. They don't really even know what whiteness they are. But it's just like, I don't know. I'm like Irish, German on my dad's side. You know, they're just mutts. They're white mutts. They got nothing. It's weird seeing white people who are actually ethnic. To people like me, like almost makes white people exotic in their own way. There's a lot of Guidos, lots of Russians, like lots of like, oh, hold elevator for me. And then they get in the, you know, they start talking in Russian dog talk on the elevator in front of you. And it's like, what are you saying about me, you bastard? Very interesting to me. I don't know why I find that so cool.
I don't know.
Because I think you always probably wanted to be in a Greek community growing up, right?
No, I would have hated it.
Really?
Like, I hate being around Greeks.
You do?
Yeah.
I like it.
Because I don't know the language. The chicks can be hot. The Greek women can be hot, but that's true of any ethnic group. Like, you put me with anyone, I'll find someone I'd stick it in. I mean,
my favorite story is when you went to Athens, you just wound up finding a 16-year-old working register at a McDonald's.
And I actually was older than that. It wasn't a McDonald's.
I just wanted to make
it
you sound
gyro
creepy.
Store. They have some weird gyro chain, I managed to at least, like, flirt and
a
little something.
Why are you ruining my story? It was so much better the way I told it.
Yeah, like fingered an 8-year-old.
Gross.
Child laboring at McDonald's. Yeah, that's the real story. Wasn't a woman of consenting age or anything.
How much English did she speak?
I mean, enough.
Enough, exactly.
She could have said no. She knew that much.
Yeah.
I'm just staring. Now I'm really just focusing on holding in my piss. Let's take a break. I gotta pee.
Go ahead.
I got a green tea pee.
All right.
48 minutes in.
All right.
According to this recording, I'll be right back. And we're back. How good that felt. Oh, I should have let you all put on your earphones and pull the mics to your faces and
that wasn't
all that
nice.
Professional stuff. It's okay. You done texting, Allison?
No.
All right. You let me just kill your mic for a bit then.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Don't want you creating interference on it.
There's no interference.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're staring at your computer screen.
Yeah, it's an outline for the show.
Yeah, right.
Not pornography.
There's no pornography.
Whatever. Whatever. I've looked through your photos before.
Yeah,
just a bunch of pics of you skiing.
Yeah,
not talking mountain size.
Gross. That's nasty.
It is. Why do you take them?
No, I don't do that. That's not my style.
Sure.
I'm a good egg.
That's what they say after you've milked them dry. That's what
they
call it.
That's nasty.
The milking.
That's you too. That's not me. And Howard's got a chick, for crying out loud.
He does.
Yeah, and he's still nasty, talking about peeing, porn, and everything else.
I'm actually, I'm convinced this is probably the first episode she's ever going to listen to now.
Oh, so she knows how you got through college.
I was just, you definitely,
how you paid off that loan.
Now that you mention the impact this has had on your own dating life, John, I'm just like, dang. Why do I keep showing up to studio? This is what I don't understand.
If I'm going to be honest, the impact it has, yeah, women, they hear the downsides of me a lot on here, but that's what's funny. I can't come on here and be like, I'm a really good listener.
Yeah.
And then we just riff on that. Like, I care. I care about a woman's needs. I try to please in bed.
Why?
Exactly.
Why not? I mean, that'll reel them in.
The clitoris is a myth. Exactly.
Why wouldn't you use this to get tail? I mean, this is a good platform for that.
Well, I figure this is my sense of humor. So if this does scare them off, we're probably not going to work. So it's a nice way of vetting them, if you will. It's like, check out the website. If you're still talking to me, we can proceed. Back to AC, though.
Yeah.
I do not like the beach. I do not like the boardwalk. I took one for the team. My mom wanted to see this place. And Will can pretty much get down with trashier things than me,
right,
for whatever reason. But this was not my speed. I wanted to see the beach, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, just the sandy, desolate parts where I'd be left alone and could read a book, like a Mo.
Yeah.
And I was not feeling my first night there whatsoever.
No.
We wound up at an Italian restaurant called Angelo's that I found on Yelp.
Yeah.
Nice place. The owner was actually named Angelo.
Yeah.
And it was decorated. He's a boxing guy. And if you know Italians into boxing.
Yeah.
Some of them, you would not think a colored man had ever touched the sport. Like, the entire wall was just white boxers.
Yeah, my dad is kind of that way. He's into boxers, too. Like, and
just white boxers?
I mean, he actually has gotten, I guess Foreman is very...
dark and not white.
No, I guess very personable. I guess he's very friendly. And
I met George Foreman.
And he's actually...
I lost the photo, but I did have one of me disheveled, just rolled out of bed, shaking his hand.
Yeah.
And he looked like he wasn't disgusted by me.
No, I think he's very friendly, and I think he's good to his fans. And he sent my dad some autographed stuff, and I think he's gotten some personal emails and stuff, too.
I have his book. Whatever the bio was that came out like 8 years ago, he signed it, George Foreman with a smiley face.
Aww.
He signed it at Walmart.
Yeah.
Probably the last thing I ever gave him money for. But, yeah, a lot of just... Giuseppe Del Wapos, you know, that kind of stuff on the wall. And what was great, there was one picture of a black boxer, and it might have been Mike Tyson shaking Angelo's hand right at the table where we sat.
Aww.
Like, I look over and I look at the wall decor, I'm like, Mike Tyson was literally right here. And that was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. The waitress had a bit of an attitude, but she also had a boot on her foot from like, you know, that it got crushed due to a gambling debt or whatever waitresses get into.
Yeah.
And Will didn't tip so well.
But you know what the funny thing is, and it's the same in New York City, that you'll go into these places, these smaller establishments, not these big restaurants, but, you know, diners or pizza places or, you know, I went
not
to,
Ruby Tuesdays.
Correct. But, you know, they're known for great food. But no matter where you go, you're going to get terrible service. It's like, it's terrible. My friend Joel, you know, he's just like, yoo-hoo, like server. I was like, I wouldn't do that here.
Oh,
like,
no, no.
Like, they, she brought you your food. You got your coffee. Like, leave her alone.
I rarely mouth off.
Like, we had a feast
for
like a dime, but you're not going to get service.
I don't see the point in mouthing off because they're going to just spit in whatever. These people are touching your food. Out of boredom, they've done God knows what to it already.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. But yeah, Will was a little pissed that she had kind of attitude.
Yeah.
I cut the waitress some slack because when you're crippled and you're waiting tables, what's she going to do?
I don't know, but it's still her job. So she could apologize for being slow.
She wasn't that bad, really. Yeah. I don't know why you're so focused on it. I think you wanted more of a smile with the food. It was very weird.
My server is not full of glee.
Well,
I'd like another.
His finicky nature surprised me.
It's a tourist town. That's the one thing I'll say. Like, they try to make money off of getting people thinking that this is a great place to come if you're not from in town. I mean, that's how Vegas is. I don't really feel like if you're on Strip, you ever get like poor service.
No, I not mean, in happens, Vegas. I think not, Vegas too. Yeah. Again, it's the
Vegas
showmanship
is a more professional version of AC.
I think. Yeah. I mean, was Will just expecting like more of the professionalism that should come with like that kind of casino town?
She just seemed a little short. You know, it was like, oh, you need that, okay. You need that, okay. That kind of stuff. Where it wasn't like a measured, like, oh, hey, sure, let me get that for you type thing. It wasn't.
I actually had one of those servers just a couple days ago, and it was so annoying. Like, this lady had a tip for everything. She's like, oh, I noticed you have a stain. If you just get a little peroxide, if you have some club soda, take it right. Do you want the barbecue sauce? If you ever need more, there's someone. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
So you have a drink. If you put the straw in the drink, you have to put your mouth to the glass.
That kind of thing. It was just, would you like to try a sample? And then she was around everybody else and, oh, I see you just used your napkin. Would you like me to get you another one? And it was just too much, really.
Yeah, a little bit up your ass. Yeah, I was fine with it. Give me my food and F off. That's all I really need.
She was like, and you can get coupons online. And I tell you what, I think they're going to put some some P.F. Chang's in there.
Oh, no.
I'm really looking forward to that. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And I'm a friendly person.
I know.
But she was just too over the top.
I like hearing Allison full of spite.
I wouldn't say full of spite, but it was just, it was too much.
But it just, that first night, it seemed damn dirty.
Yeah.
And I get home.
But that's part of the charm. That's why I like to go to New York City, because it is dirty and it is, you know.
But it's not depressing in New York the way that Atlantic City. Yeah,
I guess because I've never been.
New York has
so.
Its highs. It isn't just a low note. New York, it's like, oh, this is the charming bad I take with the good.
But that's
AC,
the thing. The way your
like,
mom is, your mom is even on another level as far as critiquing and
she
etiquette. She wants to move there. So she
loved
was,
it all. Yeah. She really did.
So
not
it must be
like
the age then. You know what I mean? Because that's where a lot of seniors
I
and
guess
things
like
go.
All young people just look like garbage to her. That must yeah. be it. Because to me, I was like, no, that's much crappier than a usual person my age. Like, as much as I hate this area, and yeah. the people that live in it are soulless zombies who will just work at their desk and die.
Yeah.
they don't feel horrible to be around.
Yeah.
Like, I can look at them and I'm like, I wish I had your money, actually. There's something you can aspire to. Whereas you go to AC and it's just, don't take my wallet.
Yeah.
That's the thought that pervades you.
Yeah.
And I got a horrible sleep. They have those pillows that are like swollen, like a dead deer on the side of a road.
No.
Where you put your head on it, and then 45 minutes later, you wake up because like your carotid artery's circulation was cut because your head's bent at a 45 degree angle.
No, that's not good.
Around 5 a.m., I woke up to a terrifying fight between a black couple.
Wow.
Just my brother and my mom were apparently more awake and were laughing throughout it. I just kind of came to. It's the same way you come to when you hear like two cats fighting outside and it like chills you in your core, even though you know it's just two dumb cats and like nothing's going to happen. But over and over, the words, "let's go, bitch," were just screamed. And I mean, like from the floor above, it sounded like they were 2 feet outside the door. And it was just silence on her part and then him being like, "let's go, bitch. We got to go. Bitch, we gotta go. Let's go, bitch." It was 7 minutes. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
7 minutes of bellowing, "let's go, bitch," at 5 a.m. on a Friday night. It is weird. Like, it sounded to the point we expected some rat tat tat. And then no more, bitch.
Wait, it was more like, "let's go, bitch!" Like that.
It was deep, and it was, as my mom puts it, they're very good with repeating things powerfully. Rhetorical effect, if you will. So this man, he chose to focus on the poetry of the words, "let's go, bitch, we gotta go, bitch." There's a lot of "go" and "bitch." And just over and over, you didn't hear her replies. I guess they were kind of measured, but it would just be like, silence, silence, silence. Like almost Charlie Brown's teacher. "We gotta go, bitch. Bitch, we gotta go. Let's go, bitch." And then after a while, it just became, "let's go, bitch," after everything she said. Mm-hmm. And then security came and it was quiet for a bit. And then we heard a couple more, "let's go, bitches." And then they went to bed. But it was creepy as F, dude. Because how do you piece together what happened?
I don't know.
I had a theory. They thought that Tyrone must have pissed away the whole weekend's money on the first night. Like, he was going to get hot at the craps table. And instead, all the cash was gone, and they just needed to leave.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Given the time of it, because you've already paid for it, you can sleep there. That doesn't cost you anything. Mm-hmm. I thought he might have had, like, a hooker. And he was just trying to get her the hell out. That was my gut read.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted more money. And he was just like, come on, bitch.
Do you think more money or just the money she was owed?
That would be funny.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, oh, God, I wanted to drop the it, but put the ass at the front. You should be paying me. That kind of thing. I don't know. From what I've heard of hookers, you can rack up more of a bill than you realized. Like, you're in the moment, and then it's like, oh, we went for an hour and 3 minutes. You owe me for two. And you're like, come on. Come on, bitch. Boy. This ain't Price is Right.
Got to charge more like lawyers by the 10th hour, you know?
I don't know. But that set the tone for that night. That was the perfect nightcap. Waking up at 5 a.m. to 10 minutes of Let's Go, Bitch being screamed.
So you definitely got the full A-City experience by the end of the first... By the start of the second morning.
It was horrific, dude. It was no...
But it wasn't for your mom, so that's the good thing. I mean, you're saying...
She loved it. Yeah. She woke up just giggling about Let's Go, Bitch. Whereas me, like, I'm such a simple creature. Like, I just want to be fed and, like, be able to sleep well. That's it. And lately, I've been eating okay, so I was kind of crabby that instead of whole wheat, I was eating, like, chips we had in the room and then like 3,000 calories of Italian at dinner. I was just like, oh, I'm gonna get all fatter again. Great. My 18 ounces of progress down the pooper like that.
Aww.
The next day we wake up, Will still passed out because Will sleeps later than
everybody.
I was gonna say we tend to, but yeah, Will sleeps later than most humans. And we go out to a pierside place and we eat maybe the worst food I've had in years.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got antsy. I forgot what kind of ale lounge it was called. Yeah. It was on the water. It was just one of those dirty, like, Jimmy Buffett knockoff places where they want to serve you booze, and I guess they don't care that the food is garbage. I bought fish tacos, three of them, for $16. It was literally make your own food, you ass. I got, like, microwave tortillas that were not pulled apart after getting nuked, so they just stuck to each
other
and the paper they were wrapped in. Shredded cheese just dumped on the plate.
Great.
Sour cream still in the container. And just this dirty little microwave fish strips. It wasn't, like, any good fish. It was exactly, like, the color of chicken. I had to nibble on it to make sure it was fish.
Right.
Ooh.
It sucked. It was really, really bad.
Sounds like possibly the worst fish taco ever.
It was. Yeah. Like, because normally you're afraid you're going to get a bone or something like that.
No, this was Gorton's Fisherman.
This really was. They nuked up some Gorton's and then chop, 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 have at. You know, it really was Gorton's. I was wondering what it was. That is the same weird white fish look it had. So that was not fun.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Then we just drove. And that's where things got good. That is where the trip turned around for me.
Oh, really?
Because I don't like interacting on the ground level of a place, if that makes sense. I don't care to walk around so much. Much like Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver, my life is being in a car and staring at things, staring at people living their lives. But I don't want to live that life. Mm. I want to observe. So I thought, what the hell? Let's just get out of here. Let's just drive. So I just went down the drag Pacific Boulevard and kept going. And after a couple of miles, you realize there's not gross casinos and mall, you know, strip mall things everywhere. It actually looks okay.
Yeah.
And I pull up to the beach. And bizarrely enough, there's the most pristine beach in the middle of this gorgeous community.
Yeah.
There's no Italian trash. There's no black trash. It was the, I don't want to say the whitest beach because everyone had a certain exotic look to them.
Right.
And we get up and my mom's talking to a couple of the people on the beach and walking around. She's like, this is weird, but I think everyone on the beach is Jewish. And sure enough, she keeps talking and we look at the houses around us and the people partying, like the little kids have yarmulkes on and stuff. Yeah. Somehow we crashed a Jewish beach.
Yeah.
Like 2 miles from AC. And I guess we looked Jewish enough to pass. Because taking a cue from the people that oppressed them a half century or so ago, there was a sign on the beach we missed the first time that said, present beach papers, or be ready to present your beach papers.
Yeah.
Which kind of, for a Jewish person, I didn't think they'd be so happy with presenting identification. That's like, show us your German blood papers or we're putting a star on you type stuff. But they were down for it, apparently.
Yeah.
We got to mill about. It's the first time looking like a Jewish person but not having the money of one worked out for me.
That's cool.
And the Jewish beach was pristine.
Yeah.
There wasn't even a cigarette butt to be found. There were like two people per mile.
Yeah.
It was literally like having a private beach. It was effing bizarre, dude.
Yeah.
It made me remember what it was to go to the beach as a kid. I haven't done it since I was like 12.
Really?
Like since I started getting pubes and I was like, oh, the beach isn't just a place where I build sandcastles. I look at chicks in bikinis.
Yeah.
And since like I started hating my build.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to drag this lard bucket onto the beach.
Yeah.
I really haven't done it.
Wow.
And it's fun. Yeah. It's great, man. I did kind of the homo poet thing and just like put my feet, my tootsies in the water and walked around like knee deep at most. But
yeah,
it was, I missed it, man.
Yeah.
It really was good.
I love the beach.
Do you?
I do.
With what such passion right there.
I love the beach.
I mean, I grew up in the beach. We went to the beach.
I love lamp.
We went every day. So the beach is fun.
All day, every day?
All day, every day.
Hold on. I'm trying to do the math to see if we've actually done an episode here.
Yeah.
We might have.
Yeah.
Hold on. It's hard not to punch out on that note, though.
the high note?
The apex. Yeah, you've just left us at this like beautiful image of you sitting on the beach with your tootsies in the sand.
Kicking my feet, going, reading Fast Food Nation. As Will sits there half asleep, like with a Marlboro hanging from his mouth. We actually did two beach trips. I'm kind of lumping them together.
Yeah.
It's the way they do a book, like a movie version of a book, and like two characters are merged into one. My two beach trips to the Jewish beach that we crashed have been shoved into one. But it was a Jewish beach. I'm not lying about that. Yeah. There were kids partying in yarmulkes, and we crashed it.
That's
crashed
fun.
The hell out of it. And they were nice enough not to rat on us.
That's good. That's fun.
There's a big deal with having a private versus public beach because actually in Texas, they abolished private beaches.
Texas is horrible because private beaches are amazing.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing because I appreciate a private beach and yet there's that part of me that is like not being a resident of Texas and never going there. I'm like, good for them. That's like a very democratic thing you've done with your beaches. I'm never going to any of them.
That's really how, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like bussing the kids from the poor neighborhoods in. You're like, I'm glad the schools are doing that to help them. My kid's not going there. Do I want him stabbed? No. We can punch out on that note. There is a little bit left to the Vegas journey, a trip to the actual good casino/hotels.
Mm.
And is there anything beyond that? Oh, yeah, I might have gone past the X's on the way back home, too.
Yeah, you might have.
All right, now you're getting creepy on me.
Yeah,
you're getting creepy.
I didn't pull like a Midnight Express and like pleasure myself against the glass of her door.
I would hope not. Your mom was in the car.
Exactly. Son, do you need any lubrication? I don't want you chafed on the way home.
Gross.
Let's play our outro music and get out of here. I think we have an episode's worth. I can't tell. We took like 18 breaks. By 18, I mean one, and I have bad math skills. Kick-in song. There we go. Allison and Howard.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Both on the show and sexually in bed later.
Gross.
I didn't want that reaction. Howard's reaction, yeah. Yeah, that's what I wanted. My frail little dove.
He's like
of an
Joe
ego.
Camel over here.
You want to get a hold of Howard Flood, since I bleeped the Howard Highland that was uttered earlier. Yeah, right. Howard is at What the F and Heezy on Twitter. And what services do you offer? Why do they want to get in touch, other than being charmed to death?
Oh my.
I'll put me on the spot. Yeah, I'm into indie music publishing. So if you're an artist looking out there for a web presence.
And gay foot porn.
Oh, yeah, that's
if
true.
If you need someone to hook you up, if you've got the tootsies of a young go-go harder.
Gross.
Then get
I don't
in touch
like
with Howard Flood, a.k.a. What the F and Heezy. Allison?
Yes, darling.
Why would they want to tweet you?
I have no idea.
All the boob photos.
What boob photos?
Boob photos.
Every boob photo.
None.
Every photo you take.
Howard's girlfriend's the one with the boobs. Haven't you heard him talk about that?
I'm pretty sure
they have a monopoly.
Every photo on the internet of a set of breasts with no head, I thought were yours.
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's how she rolls. It's like every photo is just a cleavage photo op.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Like, here's a new puppy. And the puppy's like off at the lower left corner of the photo. It's just your cans out.
That's ridiculous.
It's at Allison Frank on Twitter. If you want to see all the boobs you can handle.
Right.
Allis0nFRANK.
Correct. You got it right this time.
I always get it right.
What but you always jumble it.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not jumbled.
Mm-hmm. I got it right. Mm-hmm. And I'm John Papa Giorgio. You want me on Twitter? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Accept me. Love me. No one
else does. Somebody just asked me again. Like, you must get it all the time. But since they, is that his real name? I'm thinking, why would he?
Yeah, it's my stage name. It's my stage name. Why? Stage name, yeah. I should be like John Steele or something like that. Yeah. Something horribly unspellable. Weird. Yes, yeah. It's my real name.
Okay, people, I know.
I that damn Vegas vacation.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks.
Yeah. Ruined everything. Damn you, Nick Papa Giorgio. At Papa's Basement on Twitter. In papasbasement.com is the show's website. Go there. We put up a new episode every Monday, every Thursday, even when we're recording them earlier that Monday.
Yeah.
I think it's facebook.com/papasbasement. That's where you can get all the updates listed very easily.
Fun stuff.
And please find us on iTunes using your podcast app.
Yeah.
And subscribe to us and rate us positively.
Sounds good.
And Mom, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Maria. We love
happy
you.
Birthday.
I know you're not listening to this, but we recorded it August 5th. Your big day. Enjoy.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.